that I should emphasize in the exact definition of poly 1305 here, in case it wasn't clear from my notation, the M of R here, M and R are both living in or over Z mod P. And this M of R is M of R mod P. And then that result mod P between 0 and P minus 1 is taken mod 2 to the 128, and then add the result between 0 and 2 to the 128 minus 1, add S, and then reduce the result mod 2 to the 128 again. The M of R mod P is essential for the security proof when you get to the point of looking at roots of this M of R, well, roots of M minus M prime modulo P, and using the fact that P is prime to see that the number of roots is small. If P were not prime, then the number of roots would not be guaranteed to be small. All right. Next thing I wanted to do was talk about multiple messages, and then by the end of the day get into the speed issues for Poly 1305, understand what speed means, and then how we optimize or at least improve Poly 1305 according to our speed measures. All right, let me start on the bottom board here. As in the case of one message, I'd like to start with saying what the internet does without cryptographic protection, and then say how we modify the protocol to include cryptographic protection. There's an extra complication in the multiple message picture. There's an extra actor, an extra party handling multiple messages. So I'd like to draw the picture including that party and then explain why that party is in the picture. First of all, there is a message generator. The message generator, instead of producing one message, M, is now producing a sequence of messages, M. And this starts to sound much more like a real-world internet protocol. The message generator produces M1, M2, M3, etc. Of course, a real-world internet protocol has two-way communication, which consists of two copies of the picture that I'm showing here, with message generators on each side, perhaps receiving input from what I've labeled as the receiver. The message generator feeds the messages to what's called a nonce generator, which is the new part of this picture. The entire role of the nonce generator is to attach what's called a nonce to each message. A nonce is just a unique number. Nonce is some N1 for M1, and then some N2 for M2, and some N3 for M3, and so on, where the N sub I's are all different. For instance, 1, 2, 3. I'll go through carefully what the requirements are in a moment. Now these NM pairs are fed to a sender, which I don't need a big box for because the sender in an unprotected protocol, I should have said that at the top, maybe I'll fill it in at the bottom, that this is an unprotected internet protocol. The sender passes along exactly these unprotected messages to a network, N1, M1, M2, M2, etc. As in the case of a single message, until we add the cryptography, the sender is not doing anything interesting. It's simply passing along the messages. When we add the cryptography, the sender takes responsibility for cryptographically protecting those messages. This sequence of messages with nonces is given to a network, which can change the messages and change the nonces. There's no requirement that it pass along the numbers successfully. The network provides to the receiver N1 prime, M1 prime, N2 prime, M2 prime, etc. There's no requirement that the network do every message delivery quickly. You can try to add that requirement to your protocols to maybe add some security, but without going to any extra effort, the network can read a bunch of messages and then wait for a while and then deliver messages to you. And finally, the receiver at the bottom of the picture gets these messages and, of course, has no idea whether the messages are valid or not. Let me add the label that I was saying. This is an unprotected internet protocol for handling multiple messages. And again, this is starting to look like a very real-world protocol, aside from one-way communication versus two-way communication. What are the multiple messages doing? Well, what is the nonce generator doing? Let me emphasize the ends are required to be unique. the nonce generator, which didn't exist in the picture before, attaches a nonce. The name stands for a number used once. To each message. Where nonce or used once or unique means that N1 is different from N2 and N1 is different from N3 and N2 is different from N3 and so on. If I is not equal to J, then N sub I is not equal to N sub J. Actually, you can get away with wimpier constraints on the end. For instance, you could say if the same message is sent again, then the nonces can repeat, but let's just assume all the nonces are different, which is very easily achieved by, for example, the typical nonce generator you should have in mind is simply putting 1 on the first message, 2 on the second message, etc. Typical nonce generator simply chooses N sub I equals I. But there's more complicated things that people do in practice and often have some good reasons for them. For instance, one alternative, assuming your messages are all non-empty, a common alternative is to define N sub I as the number of bytes that have been sent before message M sub I. The number of bytes in the concatenation of M sub 1, M sub 2, etc. through M sub I minus 1. Now, this doesn't satisfy the uniqueness requirement if any messages are empty. If M sub 2 is empty, for instance, then N sub 3 equals N sub 2. So this is assuming that assuming that all the messages, each M sub I, is non-empty. You can also have other possibilities, like sometimes people do something tantamount to N sub I is the number of bytes in all the previous communication. That would be the number of bytes in N sub 1, M sub 1, N sub 2, M sub 2, etc. through N sub I minus 1, M sub I minus 1. And then assuming nonces are non-empty, that deals with the emptiness issue. There are convenience reasons that people make these choices instead of the apparently straightforward choice of N sub I equals I. Feel free to assume N sub I equals I. Do not assume that N sub I prime is equal to I. Again, the network is free to change the nonces as well as changing the messages. Defining forgery in this context takes a little bit of work. Let me, before I get to the cryptographic side of things, emphasize why nonces show up in internet protocols. Even if internet protocols have no cryptography, no idea about the possibility of someone changing messages around, why should we use nonces in cryptography? We'll see that even without any of the cryptographic concerns, internet protocols always have nonces attached to their messages, either implicitly or explicitly. There's going to be some nonce attached to a message that you can figure out on the receiver side which message is which. Why does that happen? Why do internet protocols always have nonces when they send multiple messages? Always have nonces. For instance, TCP, HTTP, SMTP connections have nonces. The reason for that is that networks, even without attackers, misbehave. Even if you don't have anybody doing something bad, a legitimate network, will often take a bunch of messages and deliver them out of order. Networks often permute messages . That's one reason. One lower level reason that can happen is that if you send a bunch of messages to someone far away, not a direct radio link where the person hears it instantaneously, if you send messages through some intermediate computers, sometimes there are multiple paths where you send your messages. And your computer actually will automatically decide to send some messages one way and some messages another way. If those paths have different latencies, different times to communicate to the other end because some computer in the middle is slower at repeating your message, or the physical paths are longer, speed of light delays, then you will find one message is getting through faster than another, even if sometimes it's been sent a little bit later. So networks will legitimately permute messages just because they're trying to deliver your messages as quickly as possible through different paths to take advantage of different sort of sub-networks, physical networks that are available. Networks permute messages, and more seriously, networks often lose messages. Not because some attacker is sitting there deciding to throw something away, but the network is simply overloaded. Let me emphasize, these things happen by accident all the time. You don't need to be worried about an attacker to be worried about networks changing messages around, permuting them, or throwing some messages away accidentally, even without an attacker. So what do nonces do for us? Well, if the nonces are in increasing order, then you can recognize permutations. Of course, if the sender is just generating random nonces and somehow rejecting duplicates, then it's no help in protecting against these permutations. But a sensible nonce generator is going to be generating nonces in increasing order, and then you can check for permutations. And in fact, if the nonces are predictable enough, if they are, for instance, n sub I equals I, or the other typical possibilities that people choose for their nonces, then you can recognize if a message is gone. Suppose that a legitimate network takes 1m1, 2m2, 3m3, and delivers you 2-something, 3-something, etc. Then you know that 1 has disappeared, and you ask the sender, please send that again through some communication channel back. If you make a sensible choice of nonces, sensible nonce choices, then on the receiver side, you can detect these problems. And assuming another communication channel back to the sender, you can say, hey, please send that again, or the sender could wait for a positive acknowledgement from the receiver. So legitimate network misbehavior can cause messages to be reordered, and for that reason, every internet protocol that handles multiple messages has nonces built in. All right, we're going to take advantage of these nonces to build a protected internet protocol in a very efficient way. Maybe I should emphasize that this is adding forgery protection. I'll get back to eavesdropping later. As in the simplified one-message protocol, which didn't have the nonce generator, the sender suddenly does something useful for stopping forgeries. The sender and the receiver share a secret. Now the secret's going to be long. There's going to be more secrets for every message. You could mechanically, without thinking about it, have the sender and receiver share independent secrets for every choice of nonce. Just a completely new RNS, but faster, fewer secrets, is having only the S's changing for every message. S must not be reused. Like a one-time pad, you must not reuse a one-time pad. Once you've used S, you have to burn it and never use it again. But you can use R as many times as you want. So here's the big picture of the forgery-protected protocol. It starts the same way with now a message generator that can generate any number of messages. Doesn't even know about the cryptography. It generates M1, M2, M3, etc. Feeds its results to the nonce generator, which, as before, attaches, let's say, 1, 2, 3 to each message. Say, in general, N1, M1, N2, M2. Again, feel free to assume that these are 1, 2, 3. On the sending side, the nonce generator sees the complete sequence of messages. It can choose a very simple sequence of nonces, etc. And now we get to the sender, which has more secrets than before. The sender is using R and S of 1 and S of 2 and so on, And while the S's continue until some maximum S of big N, where what are these 1, 2 through big N? That's the range of possible nonces. The number of secrets you need is at least the number of nonces that you can possibly use. As you send more and more messages, even if you take the N's to be 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., you have to have at least that many secrets S, along with one secret R, all of which is shared between the sender and receiver. The sender now attaches to every message the authenticator that uses the S value for the nonce attached to the message. So the authenticated sequence of messages looks like N1, M1, A1, where S1 uses A1 uses S of N1 in order to A1 is defined as M1 of R plus S of N1. I'll write that down carefully in a moment. And then similarly, N2 and M2 have their own authenticator A2, and so on, N3, M3, A3, all computed in the same way, using the nonce value as input to this S function, and then feeding R into M, evaluating that polynomial. Again, I'll go through all that carefully. This is delivered to a network, which I don't need a big box for. The attacker is changing messages, maybe, into some N1 prime, M1 prime, A1 prime, first packet, and then an N2 prime, M2 prime, A2 prime, etc. Now, the receiver, again, can't expect that all of these messages are the exact, like N1 prime equals N1 and M1 prime equals M1 and so on, because a legitimate network could have permuted these messages, could have lost messages. The receiver can expect to detect forgeries, and a forgery is defined here as one of these N prime, M prime, A prime that does not match any of the legitimate NMAs. There's actually strong and weak definitions of forgery where, wow, if you just manage to somehow change an A, then is that really doing as much damage as changing the M? And what if you just manage to change the N somehow? That is serious damage. Well, for the particular types of authenticators I'm talking about, all these definitions are equivalent, and making a change to the NMA is equivalent to making a change to NM. Even changing N is not acceptable, since the receiver wants to know the order of the messages to deliver the proper messages to the user, whatever application. In any case, the receiver looks at this series of messages and wants to check each of these. Is it one of the messages that was sent by the sender? Is the N prime, M prime, A prime one of the NMAs? The receiver has the same secrets as R, S1, S2, dot, 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 S of big N, where big N is, again, a number of nonces that you can use, all chosen from the range through N, and I think that's it for the picture. To say carefully what computation is and what the receiver is willing to accept, well, the secrets now is an element of Z mod P, a number between 0 and P mod. Was there a question? No. Okay. Between 0 and P minus 1, so now there's n plus times 130 bits of secrets, or use the tweaks that I talked about. The secrets are R, S1, S2, etc., each of which an integer mod P. The sender computes A sub I, given an N and an M, the computes the corresponding A by feeding S, feeding R into M, and getting the results, the authenticator A sub I, defined as M sub I to R plus S of N sub I. Once an S value is used, it's never to be used again. The nonce generator is distinct ends. The security of the system is on the fact that the nonces are distinct. Well, on the the nonce generator and the sender are working together. The software written by the same person typically, and while nonce generators generating unique ends, very easy to do, 1, 2, 3, the sender can, if it likes, burn the sure it'll never use them again. After you've used of one, then you move on to SS2 and so on. You add those to the M values exactly for producing authenticators A sub I. The receiver is with some N prime, M prime, A prime, and I'll leave subscripts here because they're not doing anything from the receiver's perspective, they're not getting any useful information. The receiver discards packet N prime, prime, A prime, unless A prime satisfies the same equation that the sender should have. A prime is M prime applied to the secret R plus the secret that corresponds to this S of N prime. What's the legitimate activity that the network can engage in that we're prepared for thanks to this? Well, that's if N prime, M prime, A prime, one of the N, M sub I, A sub I, if M prime A is, if that vector, that packet, is in the of N1, N1, A1, N2, M2, A2, etc., then the receiver will accept as the sender computed A appropriately, same way the receiver does. The receiver won't discard any of them. Which the problem of paying attention to nonces and saying, wait a minute, are they in order? For instance, something I could do is repeat packets. I didn't have that in my list of things that could, but networks or if hackers trying to annoy you could do the same packet again and again, repeat the same packet. And, well, that in the same way as you detect problems of repeat reordering or somehow managing the multi-set that you realize, aha, the nonce increasing order. If they have a message, then you're non-specifically increasing, and recognize that, and then ask the sender, could you go any more messages? Actually, you can just wait for the next message to, if you've gotten message one, message three, and then somebody sends you again, you just throw it away, and notifying the sender, go ahead and send message four at some point. All right, if M prime, A prime, not one of these, an attacker is doing something, or maybe the network has just corrupted a message. One of the attacker can do the network behavior is an M prime, A prime to be from one. And I claim that an M prime, A prime is not, then as a message case, the receiver is guaranteed to discard. Ability of the not discarding it is negligible. The probability of not discarding, the probability of a succeeding in this situation of a forgery is by definition prime M prime A prime, that of the NM by the sender. The probability of a forgery succeeding is negligible. The proof works exactly as before. Was I planning to actually think about the proof? Yeah, a little bit. Going on by throwing the S values, leave the following into explanation, which again, carefully above, and it's important the ability of the cryptographic. Someone has found a proof and some checked it. Intuitively, what's going on here is that the hacker who sees the AI, MI, and NI, nothing about, as before, the existing relationships in R, but has no idea what R, learns nothing. to by n sub I, well, orders before n1, m1, a1, and m2. Because every choice of R, over the choices of R to be, every R is consistent exactly one. And the whole sequence of R is required to be form here. Secrets for today at least form random the sequence of R in all the S, any possibility. And well, the choice of R is consistent exactly one of S's for the R values. R is consistent with a unique choice for the n up, and then choices S is I. The not shown up S of n1, S of n2, etc. So, working, the attacker has no question about R. He could, with computing power, make list of all the for the an S that R S1 S3 etc. This would have each of the exactly the same times and give any information about this before you really prove that the chance of any particular forgery is negligible. The vectors N M prime A used by the attacker are independent of R. Dependent here has probability theory definition, which means that the probability of any particular n prime, m prime, a prime, comma, r, product of the probability of the n prime, m prime for all r's, and the probability of that particular doesn't mean that no influence of r influence the n prime, a prime, a case of I's being R, but the influence means that there's no question about R and M prime. And then, as the roots counting R's for which attacker succeed, probability of a attempt N prime A prime succeeding is less than the maximum method L divided by 2 to the 1 minus 5. Attacker can try many forgeries in one. The protocol allows the attacker to try again and again because the attacker can generate many M prime A prime, not the first one. But what's the total that forgeries succeed? Let's say the attacker tries above D for prime and so on, D prime are picked by the attack. Each one of them has a chance of success. The total chance of the most D times all divided by 30. The probability that at the forgery succeeds, that the attacker has accomplished something, 1, 3, equal to D. Times probability of one of them would be L over 30 minus. Now this is for original simplified where we're just 2 to the 1 minus 5 and every R is possible, every R is likely, but every here in practice tweak saying before all of this broadly with the Pauli 13 real world. Is that to A sub, you take the message M sub, now a byte, you encode it, making it into six chunks the way before, getting some ones and converting to little endian to evaluate a polynomial, take backwards, you have a which you evaluate it dynamically, building the and keeping it where I'll go into computation considerable detail. Take this polynomial R, and the S value now odd 2 to 28, integer below P, M of R minus, giving you between 0 and 30 minus 0 and P minus. You add your S of M I mod, and the result mod 2 to 28, or take the integer mod 2 to the 1, add the S mod 2 to the 1, giving you 15 byte on page of the I. And then there were on R, which I and all that, you just to the multiple protocol, just anything about the analysis that the forger succeeding, getting that at least succeed is less than the number of D times the degree I instead of to the 1/3. 2 to the 3, which is not good, we have to say for particular security, how fast that that security and the tweaks gain speed by the reduction level. Really, the goal for this security level, I said, okay, fast to achieve that. The other ways to do this so far. This way. And okay, the analysis. What is practice? 100 comps. Why do we key sizes? Okay, let me move top. I claim this 2 to the 3, a comfortable security level, E and the in there. Imagine really a cool, exactly this guy is. Suppose, hacker ball has put all with interesting combinations like some restrictions down. It's hack for hack getting some M. You don't set restrictions on it if the F is pretty big. Tune the to handle that this type throughout M, which satisfies security bound. We before the tweak bound was here. It's not clear how it is. Well, let's attacker get to this attack level. And let's that the attack has a very fast to the receiver. Now, if the this, the attack in packets to the you can types and get through internet from low level to the M individual packets, maybe a 100 bytes. We assume that the message degree the text allows for that there's an L bytes. So 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 10th, 2 to the 16th, 4. Which is 4 packets. If you're imagining your level where you authenticate higher each all that you might want, your value on a larger F, but it's on the case of packets for the moment. Now, imagine, hacker is to send to the attempts to pass N prime A prime every second. Now, C to the third, first. Now, what would be really reading if I had a connection to all the connection, my computer says to, and they were all sharing. imagine all of them magnitude to the sixth person would be very happy. Per second to the internet. Wow. Some of them megabit connection to the network. Maybe the attack by the network could send megabits per second to machines. Then we're full of keys and a bunch of machines. Maybe the attack to bits per to the machines. Still much 30 per second. It really is network is 2 to the 30 of every second. This is a and zoom hacker playing very low number of trees by very low of seconds. Let's assume concrete that the attack is spent to the 30. Which of you is about years? 30 years. I think for the future, these are possible kinds of things that I'm worried about. Somebody who's the receiver saying 2 to 4 gigabits per and computer with our survive. I can survive reality. Some assumption attacker is for the number of attempts is 60. The problem is at least forgery succeeds. That the anything succeeds. 7 equals time. That's 2 times 10. The 7. I O. 8 of succeed. Now, many attacks, they're all a bunch of, say, there's attackers, there's 6 to 1 is all working. One of them successful against the and the entire internet carrying out. So, 2 to the 3 is not as small as it's still comfortable. So I look at extreme and 2 to the 1 there, these into evil for attack would have, which is a 1 chance of success. Which is still, I don't think that about this feel comfortable to user attack. He's going to there. He's going to at 4 people look a word. You don't need a lot of. One of the most ways to use the speed of crypto is not the excess sizes. Comment whether it's over people. Standard that this. All right, you don't stop free. People you find the paper to graph occasion series on K. All to do, people say, is determine the attack. We determine the attacker. Well, we need to ensure hacker cost is bigger than hackers. Instead of go for probability forgery is not, let's make sure hacker asset less than hackers average. Cost. Hackers' cost is greater than the attack. benefit. And this, many people include, well, some include, I'll point out a specific name. Some people said it's okay to use a before prime type of. Let's use six or message location. The idea being that the goal of authenticating like this with 128 by somewhat much security down to 100. Well, before prime will end. Security before might squeeze down to 6. They say the attack cost going a 4 is then each authentic food for each MA prime M has 2 to the census. So for the 6 forging, the cost like 2. Forgery, and then the benefit attacker benefit to putting all into attack. It was 60. What I would be 10 years for fast attacker simply trying to do getting benefit. All right, that sense people give, but there's some flaws in the argument. Sufficient to without in the same way most people well should preface by saying you don't have opinion on in order to teach in the of photography. Certainly past before knows that's an interesting for any for security you can ask. How quickly compute that cryptographic how function some idea for different levels feeds on users for design constraint security I can choose use. Apparently, you can engage study of cryptography being about the level actually to a user telling 60 to just code-based argument for a critical system quotes here stores, first of all, the and benefit the user. The assumption sometimes implicit the attack out attackers hacker will engage in the attack. Good. Or attack. But it's just there I might ration factors in economic for pretty just say symbolism. People who are attacking one who carry out it where the car bigger than the don't care occasionally. If they succeed, it actually happen and there's additional force, then the argument the philosophy that the attack is invented completely damn for us users of those forgery plus attack. Furthermore, the emphasis is on relation regarding the worker. If you these people on as they say these 8 authentic ask them should we fight off what do you think? As if they speculate, saying, well, I assume that there's going to be only about $1. surgery rely on regular attacker here we surgery benefit to the user. I think the encryption issue, we look at people relying on error in the number on NISC for a four. Emphasize successful, but I'm all right, to pick on particular case, and it needs many tools, ends up recommending the user one of not system here by copy. By heavy IBM plus heavy project on and well known this any quote this is I made up they wrote correctly I say this add 4-bit Mac. Wow. And you before there's also security UMAC. I don't give it the impression UMAC design higher security go up to 6 or beyond. It's a security UMAC and mentioned it this way up at a security level the fact to it long the Pentium and give it better performance 13. But for 60 specifically going here's of the successful out the message automation they mean message for this then get right. If I tell security that I have for them like working you and 2 to the 1 says something 6, then you simply illusion 2 to the 4 the problem. Okay, it's 2 to the 1 in the later. Ability is 1 speed to a half. And crosses, they're saying, you're a good price. Right. The 6 forgery attempt. But there's a problem. You're counting number of entries, not only asking for the price that at 1, 4, 6, taking X. Of which is you take ability that unforged and the ability forgery succeed ability that succeed appropriate to get average of forgery. Actually security from that perspective actually packs property. Here's the statement. If it could count the same stream otherwise for the of the attack. succeed. And if an attacker could try to a perjury attack on the user, then of them succeed in 2008, what else do you have for evaluating to an attacker if you hit the attacker and then multiply the problem of attacker being total number of for there's a serious between 2008 and even regard hacker is is worth $1 million. Well, I don't know big corporate tactic could be that or scale of off worth than some that people pay. Even if you have a very good idea of one success is worth, there's a big between doing one successful for doing 58 successful. If you down 40, and the attack would about 1 billion, about 2 to 8, right? Same analysis, and which is okay, that's the whole number of attempts. If you in the same ways to this autonomous, the correct, then you realize that you completely fail for group's average. Exceed average of the population, ignoring the user's world of carrying out work. The rest is using the four codes. Say behind the scenes, this response is on more information than current codes. The that I have. Has the reason black, and if your network has no idea surgery is successful, actually to carry out the fifth attack. If on head this into protocol, take some, which is typical network, seeing a successful indicator, and in that case, work when successful, actually learn. Information secret. This you map it very easy. Many between ability that attempt succeed. Count success. If you want to, that these are extreme. You have to go level of 2 to something like 100. I feel comfortable telling. Will not forgeries. Okay, rant for the to get 5 o'clock. It's what protocol us and then which is function to will come first. So let me start. That's correct. The then yes, things in the not the obvious but what the behind it difference between 2 to the 5. There's a catastrophic any forgery seat. You do this and say, oh, forgeries with hacker gets and through the key 2 to the 100 level. If the 2 to the 6, then is a very 2 to the -4 least one seed hacker is like all is 4 seed. factor, if you want, factor economy, the further it is, it's awfully hard to a different see what the that benefit is to a product figure out the attacker and then the attack for the is broken feel comfortable is this to the pretty level full forgery you'll be hit by you'll have bigger the attack injury the attack is that users with you okay what happened bigger so standard has to be something I advocate. I certainly would if someone argument three level was lower security realistic security to a disaster the national conclude that I then okay what's for the user benefit cost for the user cost for the user photography the best speed for a security guarantee. Maybe I've answered on to your next yes. The question was, is just a no. Protocols have this kind of, I write it, some polynomial favor, I'll say a structure, and also secure information system. Exactly. If you succeed, you know you've so you have fever, it's a hot vision. And now, things involving, we can subtract a polynomial information boils down to the number of the content breaks again, receiver, you of all of our, actually for you, like, attempts. System, but you don't even have to be easy to fix once you've out that it's been from my perspective to both high enough to be. Now, yes, commenting if the reuse an S for it's then improper, not this. Apply a recent reforged other solution framework for this type of that occurs at the person to want that with this could actually stop this problem or accept 30% blatant counting the number there's still the other economy that caught cutting too close. Anyway, I think maybe I'll yeah, it's everything from the to the 10th the 30th level is understand what numbers mean. Fix the of an attack without being crazy. Whereas two to the ridiculous is abilities or tries forgery attempts ability of success. And when up to this version of security, it feels okay. It's above 100. comfortable. Imagine it's happening. Chance. Well, you can scales. Something network is an idea of hacker on the they're succeeding. Bigger version. It's fine. 2 to the 100. Well, quantity of to the 6. What actually mean? How many calculations attempts are actually. Okay, so one. I'll come back to. But. Oh, see, but I've finished. Let's say something because it's and the big picture come from to the alternative and how they evaluate much easier speed issue. You can see the sacrifice. So what I plan. I just in pictures and by little where you can the history say now a about the message authentic poly 13 the critical broader the advanced section 120. You look up on the topic, and you will find functions and every least up. Come back to nonce gen somehow you could in the sender as the one to the next submit the one so that the is to look up merging two of them. This may be separate a new greater in the separately, the goblin, the secret, a whole bunch of them. Don't attack, because then what? Internet somehow they are in, so that the reason of wants to be secret, random. So you need to have that five. Ways cipher cipher which to do it possibility messages without some pretty assuming that these reasonable systems performance as these that are all the internet protocol. So, say about the speed reasonable for the internet. There's numbers of state nonce gen have some storage, etc. Sender needs to be nonce that it can read. But well, it's true. Internet photography. Question. question was separate packet. Very good example. Works over TCP itself. TCP. TCP that the through from in the record. Cryptography data within authentic and the problem is perspective. You reset and a reset. The sender sent from some attack. Cryptography to get a particular way of putting your not stop to protect it. Have every check means that you cryptography. Security. The ends. Ordering of the message. About which has the structure that you to denial of. By the picture, most cannot produce or contribute that's attack frequently forms of or overflow. Something you so really have to then for saying some low level order security pro integrate level from a speed stress for make to the try to set ordering a pack and you would end up yourself down. Finally, as the message anyone you know from the sender on how many percent existing authentic data all right which sounds and for you is create well yeah transmit your new to the receiver. One big conversion. This new are sent and transmit comma M with receiver sequence of is how many total of six. The panel is about 30 different on site. Multiply that data slightly more. An old and each there's something like N plus they both end old channel for encryption what's going on polynomial. The whole F T the channel T of the channel often. One and two. Five. Picture. Well done. Channel. The advantage. The radio. And